C3950 is a library automation protocol. It's often referred to that way, and that's one of those nebulous sets of phrases strung together that describe absolutely nothing. Can you give us a better description of what C3950 does?
It's actually a real tragedy and also a real irony that it has been characterized to the extent it has as a library automation protocol. There's a lot of funny history with Z3950. I guess before we go into that, I should just explain a little bit about what it is. Z3950 is an application protocol which deals with information access and retrieval. Now, I want to differentiate that fairly carefully from things like distributed databases, in the sense that a Z3950 client-server interaction is talking about really information in terms of semantic meaning, not data layout. So whereas in a database application, you might ask for column X of a relational table. In Z3950, you speak about things, for example, in a bibliographic context, like keywords in a title or authors with this last name, things that are, in terms of the intellectual content of the information, rather than the specifics of how a given site chose to store it and lay it out in a database.
So it's a way of saying, I have some keywords I'm interested in, give me back all the bibliographic records that you maintain that match those keywords.
Yes, it allows you to say things like that, although of course with much greater precision, because you can, and typically do in large databases, restrict those keywords to certain fields. It's very important to have this degree of abstraction, because when you look at how complex large textual or bibliographic information bases can be, it's really impractical on an interoperability basis to start doing distributed database access. You have to, as a client, you have to know far, far too much about a very complicated structure on the server. This moves us up one level of abstraction and keeps us out of a lot of those potential rat holes of details of servers. The sort of vision that we have with Z3950 is that a Z3950 client should be able to access a wide variety of information resources through a consistent user interface that might run on a workstation, might run on a time-shared host. But it would give a user a common view of multiple information resources around the network. That's sort of step one. Step two is, since it gives you a common protocol interface to information resources, I believe it's going to enable the development of all sorts of intelligent client technology. Since you've got suddenly a clean interface to retrieve information from multiple sources, and you get structured records back rather than trying to interpret a screen in a terminal emulation as a program, which, as we know, doesn't work well. You can start thinking about programs that correlate information from multiple sources on behalf of the user, do periodic searching, and build personal databases on one's workstation, all sorts of things. One of the most irritating things right now is there are a lot of overlapping information sources around, and as human beings trying to search comprehensively, we do a lot of deduping intellectually, which should be turned over where feasible to computer programs. So that's a little bit of the picture we have in our minds for Z3950. Now, Z3950 is, as I said, an applications layer protocol that was developed under the auspices of NISA, the National Information Standards Organization. That's an ANSI standards writing body that serves the publishing, library, and information services community. Z3950 has some unfortunate heritage. It's written as an OSI application layer protocol. It has, incidentally, a parallel international protocol, ISO 10162 and 10163, which is sort of a subset of Z3950 as done in the U.S., which is also, of course, in the OSI framework. Very, very few implementers, not surprisingly, are using it in the OSI framework. The Library of Congress is doing something with OSI, and the Florida State Center for Library Automation is doing something with OSI. Several of the vendors, the library automation vendors, have indicated they're going to do OSI as well as TCP-based stacks because they believe that's going to be necessary to market in Europe. But within the U.S., certainly the main action is on the Internet running this over TCP/IP.
So Z3950 over OSI is one of these statements of direction of political correctness, or are there actually implementations out there that do that?
Well, there certainly is a political correctness issue here. Some of it, too, is a market response where I think you have to be a little careful about how to interpret it. Particularly in Europe, many libraries, particularly national libraries and things like that, still are writing RFPs that say we have to have OSI. So many of the vendors trying to position themselves to be responsive to those are saying they will do or intend to do or are working on OSI. There are not too many, I think, delivered and running, because there are not too many OSI things delivered and running generally.
OSI, tomorrow is the future.
Right. Now, I think that in some ways the OSI heritage of Z3950 has been unfortunate, because the implementer community spent a lot of time back in the late 80s and early 90s struggling with what to do with this OSI baggage and how it fit into the networked environment that at least many of us viewed as reality, which was the Internet. There were people who believed that the right thing to do was take all the OSI things from transport up and run those over TCP, as has been done in systems like ISO/DE. There were others of us who really felt that that was kind of an ugly solution, particularly since Z3950 has the interesting attribute that it tries to really make use of the presentation layer, and in order to work requires features of the presentation layer that do not appear to be implemented in any known OSI implementation. Certainly we know they're not in ISO/DE, they're not in IBM's OSI CS product. Things like presentation context alteration on the fly. You can see where you need that when you come into a server that's got 400 databases. You really don't want to list a transfer syntax for records in each of those databases up front when you open the connection.
Or reestablish the connection each time you switch a type of media.
Precisely.
So I'd say, well, I'd like to look at microfiches now, and I'll say, well, call us back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this sort of thing is clearly a non-starter. So we dissipated a lot of time worrying about what to do about this, and there were many camps. What we ultimately chose to do was just throw out all the lower-level OSI stuff, run Z3950 directly on top of TCP, and get on with it. And in the last year, we've seen at least 7 or 8 interoperable implementations that were independently developed up and running on the net and talking to each other. It's really quite gratifying after all these years of talk.
This is Geek of the Week, featuring interviews with prominent members of the technical community. Geek of the Week is brought to you by O'Reilly & Associates, and by Sun Microsystems.